The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
While they were all amazed at his every deed, Jesus said to his disciples, "Pay attention to what I am telling you. The Son of Man is to be handed over to men." But they did not understand this saying. Its meaning was hidden from them, so that they should not understand it. And they were afraid to ask him about this saying. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
My dear friends in Christ, please, I would love you to keep us in our prayers, in your prayers. On the 6th of October, that is Sunday next week, I'll be leading a pilgrimage to Europe. We'll be going to Fatima, as France, Spain, and Portugal. We'll be visiting the Marian sites. So keep us in your prayers. Today in the Gospel, Jesus was telling the disciples that they have to pay attention to what he's telling them, and that the Son of Man is to be handed over to men. What Jesus was telling them was he will suffer greatly and he will die, but in the third day he will rise. But the disciples were afraid to ask him what he meant. Just like most of us are so much afraid, we don't want to hear suffering, no. But we fail to understand that suffering is part of life. Remember, the scripture tells us that every soul must be tested. So when we encounter suffering, that doesn't mean that God hates us. No. It is a way to remind us that we are being shaken so that we will be stronger. You know, we don't want to carry our crosses. We are afraid to carry our crosses. We are afraid. We think that, Christianity is all about everything will be good. God loves you. Yes, God loves us. But we have to try our best to earn this love. And one of the ways that we can do that is when we persevere, when we understand that God's intention when we are experiencing persecutions or sufferings, his intention is not for us to derail, but he wants to test us to know if we really love him, to know the reason why we love him. You know, there is a difference between testing and tempting. God tests us, but the devil tempts us. The difference lies in the intention. In testing, the intention is to know if you are strong. And when we are being tested, the grace of God surrounds us. And if we are able to tap into those graces, we'll be able to come out stronger. But when the devil tempts us, the intention of the devil is that we may derail so that we will be punished. So God cannot tempt us. But at times we try to confuse testing to be tempting. God tests us. He wants us to prove to Him that we love Him. He wants us to show that we are true disciples. So in the process of being tested, God's grace surrounds us. In the process of being tested, He surrounds us with His love and His presence. But if we are able to recognize His presence around us, His graces around us, then we will come out stronger. And we can draw those graces when in the midst of being tested, we still persevere in prayers. We still receive Holy Communion. We still receive other sacraments. We stay strong. The disciples of Jesus, they had a different view about Him. Because they saw that, Jesus was doing all these miracles, was healing the sick. He was doing all sorts of things, feeding the 5,000 with loaves of bread. They thought that, He is a magician. He has come to feed us. But the moment He started to tell them that He will suffer greatly and He will die, but on the third day He will rise again, they became angry. That was why Jesus took Peter, James, and John and went to the mountain and transfigured. When He transfigured, He showed them the glory after all these deaths. In other words, if we are able to persevere when we are being tested, the glory that awaits us is tremendous. And it is this glory that should be our driving force. So when we are being tested, my dear friends, do not lose hope. Remain strong, because at the end of the tunnel, there will be a light. There is glory when we remain resolute. There is glory when we persevere. And remember that this testing can come in various forms. It can come from your own family, your own children, your friends, your siblings. So as a Christian, we have to open our eyes so that when we experience this test, we will not despair. Always remember, when the trials is fierce, run to God. Pray harder. If we pray harder, if we come to Him, if we adore Him, He will give us the strength to overcome every trial. And when we overcome the trial, we'll not fly. We'll not become happy. You know, it's just like, when as a student, during exams, you'll be kind of tense. I don't know if I'm going to pass. But the moment you pass the exam, you become happy, right? That is how it is. So, my dear friends in Christ, let us pray for the grace of God to remain resolute when we are being tested. And let us understand and realize that after we persevere and triumph, the joy will be tremendous. Amen. Amen. Please may you rise.